Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bo, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm not great today, boys. I mean, I got to table it with, I'm at Catawba Island. The lake is beautiful. It's a bluebird day. Everybody wins. But I got two issues that are not great right now. Number one, a rancher friend of my dad's, who my dad knows, an acquaintance, killed some sort of wolf hybrid out in Montana that blows my mind. I can't wrap my head around it. So I got that to deal with. And then one of my favorite liquor stores up here on the island, it was my little joint that everybody knew, but I don't think anybody knew exactly what it was bringing to the table from a bourbon selection standpoint, has been discovered. And so I went there this afternoon thinking I was going to find fines, and the fines have been found. So, we do the best we can on a long weekend, gentlemen.
That's a real first world problem there.
Well, listen, Bo, a couple things to analyze after that first comment from you. Number one, you're on an island right now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I know where you're at.
Yeah,
I know exactly where
you're living the life, buddy.
I know exactly where you're at. And you're in a good place.
Peter kicked up. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a good place, buddy. So
I know. It's just, when you
I want to know more about this wolf hybrid.
We'll get there. We'll get there. But enough out of you in these first world problems here.
Yeah. Tell me about this wolf hybrid, though. I got to This is
real. I tweeted this thing out this morning. My dad sent me a picture in the Great Falls, Montana Tribune of this beast. My dad is convinced it's a werewolf. I think it might be a dire wolf from Game of Thrones. I think it's all in play. It might be sort of wolf-bear hybrid. Have you seen that thing?
Pull that thing up. Hold on. There it is. Oh, my God.
What is that
thing? What is that? That's what I'm telling you. It looks like a werewolf. It looks like a dire wolf from Game of Thrones.
What the hell is that? Someone killed that.
I don't know.
You have to kill it.
Of course
you killed it. You have to kill it.
Should have captured it. Could have studied it.
It's an apex predator. You can't let it roam. You can't capture something like that. It'll bite your head off.
What is that?
That is wild.
I think it's a werewolf.
I think it might be. It's either a werewolf or a dire wolf. Look, we haven't had to deal with
this. There's got to be an answer.
It's a hybrid of some sort.
My gosh, creepy stuff.
I retweeted it, so we'll see if we can get some more answers here.
That is wild.
Bo, I don't even have a question for you. I'm stunned right now.
So, Bo, we're going to get to the Cavs in just a second, but they just got the point spreads week one of the college football season, which is now less than 100 days away. And we got to break down this Kent State Illinois game. I mean, this.
You want to get right into it? Let's really dive into it.
Yeah, no. Ohio State.
Ohio State spread was too big.
It's 38.
Well, I was speaking to the one against TCU in week two that it was 12.5. I thought that was a little big, based on just so many unknowns with Ohio State. I mean, it is May, so it's hard to make too big of a deal about it. But I thought that opened pretty big. Especially juxtaposed to a team that the over-under on win total was 9.5 when it first opened. For an Ohio State team that's expected to win, where the line's 9.5, it'd have the over to have the line on the TCU game be 12.5, their first real test, that seemed a little high to me.
Now, Michigan, by the way, a 1-point favorite over Notre Dame in opening week.
If Michigan doesn't win this year, boys, they're not winning. They have 18 starters back. Shea Patterson at quarterback. There is absolutely no reason that Jim Harbaugh is an 11-1 at worst, and he better beat Ohio State this year because he's not getting them next year. This is Michigan's year. I know people talk about their schedule. I'm tired of the excuses with Michigan. It's time to go 11-1. It's time to get to the playoff. That team is good enough. They got 18 starters back. They're all Harbaugh's guys, and they get the big-time quarterback transfer from Ole Miss. There's no reason they're not great this year.
Okay, Bo.
I'm
really
a little fired up. They didn't have my bourbon, Fox. I'm sorry.
You gotta get it together, Bo.
Did you have bourbon last night? I saw your picture last night.
Yeah, I had some last night. It was all right.
Why are you so negative?
I just feel like there are certain places that are like my places, right? And when they don't have my stuff, I'm just it's been found. So I'll rally. Look, I'm excited for the Cavs game tonight. We'll just have to go another way with the cocktails.
I mean, you guys actually have, cable television up there or what?
Again, yes. I mean, this is a you guys would both thrive.
Dude, where do you think he's staying?
It's
in a
like
cabin in the woods.
He's on Catawba Island.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's I'm like Kenny Powers up here. Drop the jet skis in the lake and away we go.
Yeah. Are you jet skiing today?
Of course I'm jet skiing today. What am I hard at jet skiing? It's 87 S-O-B. Degrees, Coach.
Bo, you're living too good a life to be complaining.
What did you do your show from Catawba Island today?
No, I zipped up. Guys, I did a strenuous two-hour show this morning.
That's right. It's so obnoxious. Two-hour show.
When we grow up, Bull, can we be Bo Bishop?
Yeah, I think we need to
be. I mean,
my
God. Do you
already got it better.
Yeah. Oh, did you buy more Lulu pants or no?
Oh, my God.
No, I did. I've got three or four pair now. It's become a bit of a problem. Yeah. It turns out that when I get into something, I go a little bit overboard.
A little bit overboard.
You're talking to your mirror right here.
Let's move on for you two and your obsession with spending money. And let's get to the Cavs and their obsession with spending money. They spent a lot of money to put together this team. Obviously, it hasn't performed at its best. They were terrible in Game 5. I think we're all pretty confident about Game 6. Do you think they're going to win this series?
You know, Bull, it's a tough question because, as you guys know, you watch the series and you say to yourself, boy, there's no reason to believe that they can win in Boston in Game 7, with the exception of we continue to have LeBron James, right? I mean, that's the one thing. And you haven't had I know how great he's been in the postseason, but in this series, in a situation of a must-win, you haven't needed the LeBron James game. And what I mean by that is, you know, the 48 or 46 and 13 and 13. And I hope that they can win tonight without having to use the LeBron James game. I'm hoping that JR shows up, Ty remembers that Kyle Korver's on his team, and the rest of everybody else plays well with the home crowd. I would think they would. I think it would be crazy tonight down at the Q. So hopefully those things happen, and hopefully the LeBron James can be saved for Game 7 on a Sunday. There's nothing that we've seen in this series when Cleveland plays in Boston that should lead you to believe that they can win there, other than just blind faith in the fact that you have the best player on the planet. And by the way, guys, isn't it interesting as there's so much dialogue about best player and who's the best player in the league, and a lot of people talk about Durant. If you think about Durant shooting 18% in the fourth quarter of games in the Western Conference Finals, and you think about James Harden going 0 of his last 20 from 3, can you imagine? This series would have been over in 4 if LeBron dared to do that for the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Final. And they're both doing it out there.
Bo Bishop joins us from some island where he's sipping bourbon, and we're really jealous of him. I know. I'm just throwing it out there. You're on an island right now, and I'm not. But hey, maybe one day I'll get the invite.
I mean, we got to feel bad for Dustin. He just had a free trip to Vegas for 3 days, Bo, and he's whining like a little baby over here.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to do a remote out here, boys. Do a remote.
I mean, you just got comped in Vegas for 3 days.
Relax.
And you're whining about Bo being at Catawba Island.
Well, you know, I want it all.
My God, can't.
You get greedy. You guys got 2 more hours of show
left.
I mean, you're up here, you get a little little sunset, a little beautiful lake.
Yeah.
Be perfect.
Well, listen, let me just get back to what you just said there about.
I had a question.
All right, go ahead.
I was going to ask a sports question.
I mean, you're just rambling on about Catawba Island or whatever. I don't know.
I could talk Lululemon pants.
He made a good point about something. I wanted to follow up.
I'll follow up then.
Well, because you talked about the fact you're right, Bo. That, like,
yeah.
The key guys in Houston and Golden State have really dropped the ball, especially Harden. Like, it's amazing that the Rockets are up 3-2. Paul leaves the game. Harden's been not good. It's stunning. And Harden is really developing a reputation for not playing well when it matters.
No, it's right. And he's earned it. He's earned it. I mean, 0 of 20 from 3 in the last couple of games is unbelievable. They're doing it despite him. I'll tell you what is going to break your heart as a Cavalier fan. If somehow Houston gets through this Golden State series, and Golden State's got real problems. Like, they don't know how to play down the stretch. I know Paul's out, but if Houston can get through this thing somehow over the next two games without Paul, and it's a wounded Houston team going into the finals. D'Antoni's playing 6 guys, fellas. Like, he's not playing anybody. And the Cavaliers can't get past this Boston team, because I'm telling you, I'll take my chances with LeBron James and this group against Houston and a wounded Chris Paul. I'll take my chances all day long with that, because there's something wrong in Golden State, too. The way they're playing the last 5 minutes of the game, Durant looks lost in the fourth quarter. He has all series. Look, I wouldn't want to play Golden State. I think that ends the way we all think it could. But a wounded Houston, I'll take those odds.
Yeah, it's funny. Golden State right now, you're right, they do look lost. And, you know, a lot of people have made a big point about, you know, Andre Iguodala's not playing, and so that's a big loss for them. I get it, it's a big loss, but you still have four All-Stars. I mean, that's no excuse for them to be playing the way that they are. And, you know, I don't know what's going on there, if there's a disconnect between Steve Kerr or what. The injuries are a concern, but, like, this is not the team that we've seen the last 2 years, Bo. They look like they, for the first time, they look mortal.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense because they still have everybody.
I know.
Mean, like, are we really going to talk about Iguodala? Like, he's the difference man. It's ridiculous.
I said but earlier, like, we're making this guy out to be like Kareem Abdul-Iguodala.
Did you see in the fourth quarter, you watched the game last night, there's a stretch where I think Steph turned it over, and Kerr has, like, an exasperated smile on his face, and he looks back to an assistant coach behind the bench, and he said, how about run the blank and play? How about we just run the blank and play, with a big smile on his face? It's almost like they're pushing back against him. I think there is some of that that's going on, and it's odd to see. And the disappearance of Kevin Durant in the fourth quarters is wild. And let's remember that this is a guy who disappeared against when he was with Oklahoma City against Golden State. They're up 3-1. He disappeared in the second half of that series when he was still playing for the Thunder. So he's never had to play. I'll say this. He's never had a whole lot of success with back against the wall. And their back's going to be against the wall the next two games, whether Chris Paul's there or not.
Bo, have fun on your holiday weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, boys. God love you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.